Were you close to any of the black women in the fellowship?
No, not socially. No, I wasn't.
So there wasn't a lot of interaction outside the fellowship, you would say.
No, there really wasn't. And you know, today, still, our churches are so segregated, although there's absolutely no reason why we couldn't be a part of each other's congregations. It just hasn't happened. What about at your, I don't know if you're if you live on campus, but I'll bet if you walked into a cafeteria over at North Texas, you'd find whites and blacks segregated from each other at the dining tables, you think?
I haven't lived on campus in several years now, but I have seen that kind of dynamic still around.
It still is.
So would you say that maybe despite the interracial group meeting with black and white women meeting each other, that there was still maybe a little bit of a racial barrier?
I think so. I think so.
Do you mind explaining that a little bit more?
I don't know. I for example, at our church, we really, I think our church would really, really like to be integrated, but it's not. But I guess it's, I don't know. I think that legislation doesn't change, can't change one's heart. The law is the law, but that doesn't mean that you have changed the way you feel about each other. You know, it's perfectly legal for you to come to my church and you'd be welcome, but somehow you don't feel comfortable. So, sort of a self-segregation, I think. I don't know how long it will take. At our church, the First Methodist, we have an Hispanic service. We have a Spanish-speaking minister who conducts a service like in between the formal 8:30 service and the other formal traditional service at 10:50. There's this informal, it's called like a jazz, I think they call it the jazz service, where there's modern music and I think the minister presents his sermon in Spanish. So there's this effort to draw in the minorities in our community, but I don't think it certainly isn't happening very fast.
So, would you say the process or of integration also not only requires legislation, but requires effort on, I guess, the people's part?
Yes, and education. And just experience, the mixing, the getting to know each other. And yet you don't have many opportunities to do that. But it will happen in time, I think. I think we've come a long, long way.
Would you say that the formation of the fellowship maybe was a step towards that?
Yes, and that was the whole idea, you know, just to make it easier for the whites and the blacks to come together. We offered, I think that the fellowship group offered after-school tutoring and some other special services to make it easier for the black children to become integrated into the high school. I know our church, I think our church had some tutoring sessions after school. So there was a big effort made to make it easier, but it just there's still a lot of segregation, I guess by choice. I don't know. I have African American neighbors next door to me, so my neighborhood is becoming a little bit integrated. But they go to their church, so I don't see them socially. But I'd like to.